In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Today is the fifth Sunday of the blessed month of Baba, and as the church arranged for the readings, every fifth Sunday is usually called the blessing Sunday. So we hear the gospel either from today from St. John or from St. Luke about feeding the multitude and how the Lord blessed the five loaves and two fish and give everyone as much as they wanted. So we'll talk in few words today about the issue or the matter of blessings, something we all desire and we all ask for it. So it is fitting for us to remember certain points about it. The first point we'll talk about is about types of blessings. The second one will be about the blessing as a choice. And the third will be about causes or reasons for blessing. There is two types of blessings. The first type is when God bless a person individually and give him whatever kind of grace God might choose to give. And there is another kind of blessing where God makes the person himself a blessing. So this person, wherever he goes, whatever he does, he causes blessing to the place he's in. As we see how the Lord spoke to Abraham and told him, and you shall be a blessing. You yourself as a person will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse him who curses you. And in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed. In the same way also, when God grant the saints and those who are pleasing to him the same kind of privilege, that this person becomes a blessing and people will try always to come to talk, take his prayers and blessing for them. The same example also is Joseph in the house of Potiphar. Joseph was a blessed man and he also was a blessing. That we hear this in the book of Genesis. The Lord blessed the Egyptian's house for Joseph's sake. Even though Potiphar was a pagan person, he was not a believer, but just because Joseph was with him, God blessed the house of Potiphar. We hear the same meaning also in the psalm that we recite every day in the 11th hour about the man who fears the Lord. Then we hear this, your wife shall be like a fruitful vine in the very heart of your house, your children like olive plants all around your table. So here the prayer is extending beyond the person into his house, his family. This is again a blessing where God makes this person in particular. He is a source of blessing to others. The other kinds of blessings, there is materialistic blessing and spiritual blessing. In the Old Testament, people had no hope in heaven because it was shut, closed, until the Savior would come and redeem mankind. So all of the blessings were about granting people prosperity, having abundance, or having children. That's why a person who was barren in the Old Testament, it was perceived as a curse. God did not bless you to have children. So this was the materialistic blessing that only given to the righteous in the Old Testament. But now in the New Testament, we hear about other blessing, the spiritual one. As we hear St. Paul to the Ephesians says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with this every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. A good example of people who are blessed spiritually but didn't have any kind of materialistic gain was Saint Mary. She is the blessed person above all mankind. And in her life, of course, we see how she was like given the grace to become the mother of God. But when we look at her life, what kind of materialistic blessings did she receive? Actually, maybe nothing. We don't see anything. She was always lived a life that's maybe in poverty, moving from a place to a place, running to Egypt when she had a child. Even when she was at the time to give birth, she didn't have a place like other women to give birth to his only son. But still, she was a blessed person. Why this is important for us to understand? In the New Testament, this might be the case with many of us. Many people are so blessed. They are the subject of God's grace and favor, but they don't have materialistic gains or blessings. Do not perceive this as something that God is abandoning you or is not considering you. Remember always the example of Saint Mary. The second point is the blessing as a choice. We might perceive or think that, of course, everyone wants to be blessed, but this is not the case. God made it clear to the people that blessing and curse are choices, and it's up to us what we want to get for ourselves. God said this to the people of Israel in the time of Moses, "Behold, I set before you today a blessing and a curse." A good example of this person who did not favor blessing was Judas Iscariot. He was called to the ministry to be an apostle, to work with the Lord Christ for the salvation of other people. But unfortunately, he rejected the blessing and he chose instead of it to receive a curse from him, for himself. The prophecy is clear about him in Psalm 109:7, "As he loved cursing, so let it come to him. As he did not delight in blessing, so let it be far from him." This example is repeated, not only Judas Iscariot. A man who abandons his family for the sake of a relationship that's immoral. A person who would choose to take something that's not his, steal or cheat people. By doing this, he is choosing a curse rather than choosing blessing. The last point is how we receive these blessings that we are all longing for. Speak quickly about six reasons for blessings. Number one is a life lived in reverence of God, considering his presence all the time. As we hear in Psalm 31, "Oh, how great is your goodness, which you have laid up for those who fear you." The goodness of the Lord is manifested in the life of those people who fear him, which you have prepared for those who trust in you. And as we just mentioned, Psalm 128 in the Bible, 127 in the Agbaya, "Blessed is everyone who fears the Lord, who walks in his ways." Considering always his presence. Joseph considered the presence of the Lord in a situation that was very difficult for him. Young man tempted by his master's wife, and he still said, "How can I commit this great evil, wickedness?" And because of this, he was a blessed man. A life lived in reverence of God is a life that's blessed from God on all fronts. The second cause is the Lord's presence. As we see today in the miracle, just the presence of the Lord made what is few to be many, and to feed people as much as they want, and even to have extra. Regarding always his presence in our homes, if we ask ourselves a question, would the Lord be here in my house feeling comfortable? If we have a guest who's a dignitary, can we dare to say a bad word in front of him? Cuss at each other, dealing with cruelty, humiliating and insulting, we would never do, because we will never like to offend the dignitary. So in the same way also, if I consider that the Lord is with me in my home and in my celebrations, what it's fitting for his presence. If this mindset is for us, definitely we will make sure that the Lord is regarded, and then he will be present. God wants to live with us. This is his desire. And it goes back to us if we want to allow him or not. It is very common, for example, when see in weddings, we ask God to be present in the church and bless the bride and groom with the Holy Spirit and bless their lives. And we keep repeating in the prayer how we want God to bless those people. And then we go out and we tell him, "Thank you very much. You stay in the church. We will go now to celebrate and party on our own. Your presence is not desired. We will have fun." So we choose if we want him to be there or not. It is our choice 100% in many, many activities that we do. Unfortunately, we choose sometimes for him not to be present. The third cause of blessing is considering the poor. As we hear in Psalm 41, "Blessed is he who considers the poor. The Lord will deliver him in the time of trouble." A man with a compassionate heart always look after the need of other people around him, always be a subject for God's blessings. The fourth reason is when God comes first. Look here in the book of Genesis, the famous story about Abraham when he accepted to deliver even his son to death, to kill his son and offer him as a sacrifice. The Lord restrained him from doing this, and he told him, because you have done this thing and have not withheld your son, your only son, blessing I will bless you, and multiplying I will multiply your descendants. Maybe we will never be in this situation. God will never ask any of us to go and offer our children. But maybe he will ask us to deliver maybe your own body in the service, in worship, that you labor, that you work hard, that you wake up early, that you do something that's to honor and worship him. Where God is in our priority list, Abraham is giving us the ultimate example, offering his son, something for us to look at and learn from and try to imitate. Look, the opposite example at the time of the people of Israel coming back from captivity. When they came back, they started to worry about their own houses, and they abandoned the house of the Lord. Look here what happened to them. God gave the message to Haggai to deliver it to the people of Israel. He said to them this, "You have sown much and bring in little. You eat, but you do not have enough. You drink, but you are not filled with the drink. You clothe yourselves, but no one is warm. And he who earns wages to put into a bag with holes." You do a lot, but what you get in is little. Why? Because God was abandoned. God was not a priority, and his house was left like desolate. This is again something that we have to understand. When God comes first, come with him every blessing, and the opposite is also true. The fifth reason or cause of blessing is thanksgiving. As we hear Mary Isaac in this very famous saying, there is no gift without increase except the one without thanksgiving. A person who is always thankful, grateful, speaks always words of grace about God's and his goodness, is a subject of God's blessings. On the contrary, when we complain and complain and complain, even with God's blessings, we underestimate them. What's the big deal? We become, at the end of the day, deprived of these blessings. If we cannot appreciate it, why we should have it? The sixth and last reason for blessing is when the heart is focused on the right pursuits. The story is famous, and I like it, and I repeat it in many sermons, about Abraham and Lot having a conflict, or the herdsmen of both of them have conflict. Then we find Abraham, to solve the conflict, his pursuit is for peace, not for personal gain. Look, Abraham decided, okay, take whatever and I will go the opposite direction. I don't care about anything except to keep peace with you. Immediately after Lot chose the good land, the fertile one, and Abraham was left with the desert. Then we hear God appearing to Abraham and telling him, lift your eyes now and look from the place where you are, northward, southward, eastward, and westward. For all the land which you see, I give to you and your descendants forever. So the blessings was promised immediately after Abraham made known that what I care about is peace. I will never go into a conflict with my brother over money. You don't care. I care about the relationship. I care about the person. And this person is blessed because of this. How many times we see this kind of struggle between brothers and people take each other to court over maybe inheritance, something that, again, I don't know where we go with this. But when we have the pursuit for peace, blessings will follow. Another example is Solomon. When God appeared to him in a dream, Solomon asked it for to be granted wisdom, to have a discerning heart. He did not ask for riches or honor, and because of this, God blessed him. God said to him, because you have asked this thing and have not asked long life for yourself, nor have asked riches for yourself, nor have asked the life of your enemies, but have asked for yourself understanding to discern justice, behold, I have done according to your words. See, I have given you a wise and understanding heart. so that there has not been anyone like you before you, nor shall anyone like you arise after you. And I have also given you what you have not asked, both riches and honor, so that there shall not be anyone like you among the kings all your days. As if like honor and riches come as extra for people who do not ask for them. When we keep following and chasing this kind of dream to be rich, we pierce ourselves with many, many pains and sufferings. On the contrary, when we work and work hard and live even up to our potential as much as we can, but our eyes are on things of value, wisdom, purity, peace, God's kingdom, then riches and honor will follow, blessings will follow afterwards. We all desire blessings, something in common among all of us, but we need to remember what we talked about today in order for us to be able to receive this blessing from God. And glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.